Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, producer of music, album art, cover artist, video producer, movie maker, and writer of books on sale. It is Dub Knight.
Thank you to you all. Now my music is on Spotify. I hope you can listen to it, because if you listen to my podcast, Spot Music is on Spotify on sale. So I hope if you can keep an open mind and just listen to it in a heart radio or on the conglomerates of music online, you can listen to my music. Pandora, and it's everywhere. Amazon. Pop and rock. I released about 10 albums. Now, I told you guys, you know, I don't know what I'm doing this year, because I released so much music in the last 10 years. And I released 10 albums, so I may be taking a break, but the truth is I'm not. I'll let you know if I do anything new. But listen to my Spotify music. It has, you know, some of my favorites. And it has my rock music like this. The rock and pop music is of two different eras. The era of the rock music is when I was younger, and I was in a rebellious mode, and I had a lot of issues, so I had to vent out by singing out lyrics to songs that I've written. We write the lyrics and work on the melodies, and I tried that in rock bands and a solo artist on the Sunset Strip, and, you know, not to get inspiration. I got inspiration from my rock heroes, but to find my own voice and do things my own way, which was that era, Dub Knight Part 1. Dub Knight Part 2, which is I'm past that already, is more of a pop, rock, rap, you know, diverse. And I even released live shows where I play the keyboard. So it's kind of more diversity, variety of different types of music, and just experimenting with so many things and evolve into a much multifaceted musician. So Part 2 is the pop, and or listen to, you know, if you listen to a Spotify, like I do love you, and I do love you, I want my Hollywood dreams to come true, Part 2. You know, songs, or I do love you, I want my Hollywood dreams live on my podcast. So it's a mixture. So if you like Part 1, Part 2, there it is. Hopefully I can release something soon. If not, I'll let you know. It might be just homemade, like I have with some of my songs. Just play the keyboard and release it, or go into a record studio. Now, people know that I have not been on stage as much. That's because I don't have a band. I got tired looking for bands because, you know, I spent so many years going in and out of bands, and they never worked out. I never found the right band. Some people are lucky to find the right band. The Go-Go's were lucky to find each other, or Motley Crue or Guns N' Roses or No Doubt. They all made it in Hollywood. Or Fishbone, they all made it in Hollywood. So I didn't find the right band. Then as a solo artist, I try to find my step, you know, just going out and sing on stage, go to singing places or write songs because, you know, I wasn't looking at Sheryl Crow or Melissa Etheridge as a solo artist so when I was younger. So there you have it, you know. So I find my own, do things my own way. So part one, part two. So there it is. So listen to it, please, or at least keep an open mind. If it's up to you, but you know, music is for you. It's for everyone of us to enjoy. Good day, good night for Dub Night.